little while, maybe run through announcements. Wasn't no point in sitting down. You're going to stand right back up. You're going to stand right back up. Mark's Gospel, chapter number 5. Mark's Gospel, chapter number 5. I'd sure like the Lord to help me this morning. You pray that God by the Holy Ghost would do just that. Give us good unction to say everything that needs to be said. Been thinking on this text for several weeks, maybe a month, month and a half, maybe longer than that now. And I'm looking forward to preaching if the Lord would help us. Mark's Gospel, chapter number 5. Told somebody this week, may have been Chase, I don't remember. I told somebody this week, in all the Bibles that I've got, I just mark up places. I don't know if there's a place I got marked more in my Bible than Mark's Gospel, chapter number 5. And I think it's because there's so much grace in that chapter that it's hard not to see it. Amen. Bible says this, for the sake of time, I'm just going to read maybe a verse or two. But the Bible says in chapter 5, verse 1, said, and they came over unto the other side of the sea, unto the country of the Gadarenes. And it said, and when he was come out of the ship, I want to thank God for the day that Christ came out of the ship to where I was. He said, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chain, because he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, the fetters broken in pieces. And it says, and neither could any man tame him. I like verse number 6 real good. It said, but when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him. The Bible says this in verse 21. Said, when Jesus passed over, let me read that real clear right here. It said, when Jesus passed over again. Amen. Let me say, I want to thank God for the times that he passed by again. Amen. Said, when he passed over again by the ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And when there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, a Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet. Verse 25 says, a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, had suffered many things of many physicians, had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. It said, when she had heard of Jesus, thank God, I came in the press at behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. Heavenly Father, I bow my head tonight, and I sure thank you for what I feel in my heart this morning. I pray for a few minutes of time that God should help us by the Holy Ghost to say everything that you would have us to say. Oh God, I thank you tonight, God, that when we was in that shape, that you came down not out of the ship, but you came down out of heaven to where we was and met us in our condition. And God, I pray today that you would change somebody's eternity. I pray, God, that you would move on them and move in them by the Holy Ghost. And Father, I pray if they're here and lost without hope in Christ, that today would be that day that they call on your name and be eternally saved. And Father, I thank you for every good thing you've done for us. Help us now one more time to preach the gospel. It's in Christ's name I beg and humbly ask these things. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want to say this. My heart has been
drawn to Mark chapter 5 for quite some time. And I'll tell you what I've been noticing. And honestly, honey, probably one of the reasons that I like Mark chapter 5 so good is so I can find myself in every character in this chapter. There are some chapters, there are some people that I have a hard time identifying with. But when I open up to Mark chapter 5 and I see there's some hopeless and some helpless people there, I don't have no problem understanding by the good grace of God where they are. And what you find in this chapter, it's it over and over, there are broken people and they're in broken situations. And then you find on the other hand, hey, somebody else trying to fix them. And to listen, it just dawned on my heart. It got real big in me the other day that broken people can't fix broken people. Amen. I want you to understand. That's why the church is not your answer this morning. And thank God when you come in this place, and this ain't a place where everybody has got it together. But thank God, a room full of folks, and that if it wasn't for the good grace of God, it's untelling where you'd be at standing this morning. But boy, I'm so glad, thank God, that there was a time and a place that the Holy Ghost came passing by our way. Amen. I want to say this to you. Just a few things. I find that's in our day. There's a lot of folks and they just want to fix somebody else. And usually just what we're trying to do is we're trying to fix an area in somebody's life. A preacher, where they are failing, but where we have success. But I want to say this to you. In chapter 5, you got somebody forever trying to help somebody else. And they never do get no better. They just keep getting worse. Amen. Until the Lord Jesus passes by their way. I'm telling you, thank God, religion's not going to help you. Sitting in a church pew, it's not going to fix you. The preacher can't fix you. The deacon can't fix you. The Sunday school teacher can't fix you. You sure can't fix yourself. But there is a man named Jesus, thank God, that can fix it. Amen. Oh, yes, thank God. I want to give you a few things tonight, and then I'll be dead. I'll try not to. I'll preach as long as I want to. Amen. But I want to say this to you. These a few things what happened. And when broken folks try to fix broken folks, I thought about this. First of all, you find what a broken response, how they try to respond to sinners. We find, now listen, y'all understand, there's not good sinners and bad sinners, there's just sinners. Amen. And the boy, the better you listen, and when you come to terms with that, in the eyes of God, you'll be doing good. Amen. But just a bunch of old and rotten, filthy sinners. And man, listen, I remember, thank God, and the day it really became clear in my heart that I was lost and without hope in Christ. I had a preacher named Eli Crowley, and I didn't think Eli could help me. And Brother Rod, I wasn't even looking for him to help me. I knew there was a problem I had. It was just a little bigger than what the preacher could handle. Amen. I knew I had a problem, and there was just a little bigger than what my mom or dad could help me with. But I'm glad I ain't never had any problem that was too big, and I couldn't bring that thing to God. And the God of heaven reached down to where I am. I'm saying this to you. What you find when broken people try to fix broken people. I thought about, here's what you find in this text, and it ain't changed today, Brother Key. And the first thing we try to do to fix broken sinners is we try to rehabilitate them. And the Bible says that they tried to tame him. And that's rehab, amen. And y'all right there. that's rehab. And we'll send somebody off to rehab. And I'm going to tell you this, everybody I've ever seen go off to rehab and come back from rehab, and they're still in just as bad a shape as they ever was in. Amen. A rehabilitation won't fix it. I noticed they first tried to tame him, and rehabilitation didn't fix it. And then what do you do if you can't rehabilitate them? And you try to incarcerate them. But I found this to be true. And the Bible says in chapter verse 4 that they bound him with fetters and chains. But I found the best they could do. I'm thinking right now in my mind about a feller back in Scott County that was just a dear friend of mine. And he stood up and testified one time, Donnie. And this is what he said at New Salem Baptist Church. He said, the state of Tennessee tried to help me. He said, my mom and my dad tried to help me. He said, they got shipped me off to San Quentin, couldn't help me. He said, every place I ever went, I said, I never could get no help. He said, but one day on an old-fashioned altar, what they could not do, the God of heaven came down and helped me. Amen. Aren't you glad for that tonight? Oh, yes, thank God. And they tried to rehabilitate him, and that didn't work. And they tried to incarcerate him, and that didn't work. And then they tried to isolate him. He said, just get away from us. Amen. We don't want you nowhere near us. I find that's what folks do with sinners when they can't fix them. Amen. If you can't fix, now stay with me. Stay tuned tonight. If we can't fix people, we eventually want to be rid of them. But I'm glad tonight. Listen, I got to say this. I said it over in the prayer room, and I'm going to say it again today. I get asked all the time, are there any animals in heaven? And I usually laugh at the question, honestly. But I'll tell you my answer today. Yes, I am sure there are dogs in heaven. Amen. But not the kinds you're thinking about. Thank God, I'm glad. And Mephibosheth said he was an old dead dog. I found that the Gentiles are considered old dogs. I'm glad today that God saves old dogs. Amen. Oh, listen, you say, preacher, I don't know about all that. I'm telling you, thank God. If you'll ever get to that place in your life when you quit trying to fix people and you just try to get them to Christ, it'll help you and them both. Amen. Oh, listen, I want to say this. I want you to watch your text. Hey, several things happened when the Lord came by in verse number 8. He said, for he said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. I thought about how the Lord delivered him because he had a devil problem. Hey, you know why some folks can't get rehabilitated and they can't get incarcerated? And why some folks, thank God, hey, you can't isolate them and get them help? And because they don't got a drug problem. Have they got a devil problem? Amen. And they ain't got an alcohol problem. And they've got a devil problem. And listen to me, thank God. And they ain't got a stealing problem. And they got a devil problem, amen. And when you can get them rid of sin, and thank God and get the devil out of them, and then they can get help, amen. And you say, oh, preacher, I ain't never had a devil problem. Well, before you were saved, you did, amen. And the Bible said, thank God you're of your father, the devil. I'm glad that I got adopted by a new dad. Amen. That got put in a new family. Thank God. Hey, listen, I don't care. It makes no difference today. I'm telling you, you keep trying to fix somebody broken and you're going to go crazy. And just get them to Christ. Amen. I found he delivered him. Didn't have no problem delivering him. He didn't have no problem dressing him. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. He didn't even have no problem giving him a duty. I mean, what about that? If you got out there and you see somebody full of the devils just got saved, I mean, the Baptists would try to make him go through the right spells, through the right tradition, but Christ employed him and put him right in the family of God and put him right to work. Amen. Man. He said, go tell what great things that the Lord's done. And guess what he done? He went and published it in Decap. Decapolis. If I understand what that means the 10 surrounding cities. I mean, thank God he went to where he could. I said what he was. I'm sure they looked and they said, where'd those scars come from? He said, that's where a man tried to fix me. And where'd those clothes come from? He said, that's when God fixed me. Amen. Where'd that right mind come from? That's when the God of glory came passing by my way. And they said, where'd that peace come from? It didn't come from the local jail. It came from the God of glory. Amen. I'm glad we can have that today. Amen. Oh yes, broken people trying to fix broken people. We find broken people's response to sinners, but then we find not only that, I thought about as you read on down through your scripture, we find broken people's response to sickness. We don't really have an answer, do we? I mean, listen, they tried to tame him. Have they tried to cry a little bit? Have whenever they got to that place for them, I thought about this. You can't change somebody's wild nature. You can't change their spots. You can't change their skin. You can't change their mind. You can't change their ideas. You can't change their addiction. You can't change not one of those things. But if you ever get them to Christ, amen. Help me listen. Thank God. You can take this right here. And I'm afraid. Come here, son. Come here, Owen. I'm afraid this is what we're trying to do in the church. They say, you look like a sinner. Won't we just put this on you? And now look here, son. And now you don't look like a sinner no more. You look like a preacher. And we try to change them from the outside inside. But I'm telling you, thank God, you can dress up all you want to. Hey, you can put on the best clothes. Hey, you can have all that problem. But the only thing that's happened is you put a new sinner in an old suit. Amen. But thank God, that's not how Christ works. Christ puts a new man on the inside of this thing. I'm telling you, thank God, what a blessing it is to know on the inside Christ has changed us. Amen. Amen. You ain't got to try to fix nobody that God's done fixed. Amen. We say, preacher, why don't they love God? Why don't they love church? Why don't they love their Bible? Why don't they love none of those things? We putting an old suit on an old man. But thank God, if we'll just get them to Christ, we'll find that when Christ puts a new man on the inside of the same old piece of flesh, and then all of a sudden he starts doing the work, and nobody has to say, quit cussing, and quit drinking, and quit drugging, and quit shacking up. Hey, somebody on the inside, and you say, preacher, and you say, preacher, I still got problems. I still got, we all got problems. Amen. We all got problems. But there's somebody on the inside of my soul that hates my sin. Amen. Hates my flesh. Hates when things are wrong. Amen. I don't need nobody coming around saying that's wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong. I got somebody on the inside whose voice is louder than your voice could ever be. And he says, that's wrong. That's wrong. And listen, I'll tell you what happens. You just walk with me, son. We're preaching together this morning. I'll tell you what happens. I can get walked away from you. And that voice on the inside says, it's wrong, it's wrong, it's wrong. I can get over here. And listen, I can lay down at 3 o'clock in the morning. That voice will wake me up and say, it's wrong, it's wrong, it's wrong, it's wrong. I'm thanking God I don't have to have a church. I don't have to have a preacher. I don't have to have a person. I've got the Holy Ghost residing on the inside of my soul. Amen. Oh, yeah, sit down, son. I'm telling you, thank God. Listen. 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 Sinners' response. Sinners' response to other sinners as we just try to fix them. And we find sinners' response to sickness. Man, I got to thinking about everything they went through. I thought about this. First of all, we find she went to a doctor who had limited knowledge. The truth of the matter is, we don't even understand how to fix people. Amen. And then we find out she had lacking funds, didn't she? I mean, look, she didn't even have enough money to pay for the treatment that she needed. And then we find by the time she got done, she had lasting suffering. I'm talking about, thank God, whenever man tried to fix man, thank God she went to many a doctors, and the Bible says suffered many a thing and never did get better. I mean, never did get better. It just kept getting worse. And there's folks in the house of God, and they never are getting no better. And they just keep getting worse. And they keep getting worse. And they say, preacher, why do we keep getting worse? I'm telling you, thank God, because you're trying to fix yourself by man's ways. Amen. But boy, there came a point in time when she said, that doctor didn't help me. That doctor didn't help me. That doctor didn't help me. But I heard about a great physician, and maybe he would help me. Let me say this to you about him. He didn't have to run no test to find out what the problem was. Thank God. Hey, wasn't no blood panels drawn, and she didn't get referred. There was no MRIs, and no CT scans. There was no x-rays. Hey, there's a God in heaven that knew what her problem was. Boy, listen. Hallelujah. God, I feel my helper on the inside of my soul. I thank God. On the outside, everybody here, you all look fine. But I'm glad there's a God, and He knows what your condition is. He knows where you're at, and He don't have to run no tests to try to find out. And listen, that's even better. He don't need your treasures to try to treat you. It won't charge you a dime. Thank God. Thank God. If you need help from the Lord, He don't have to run tests. He don't need your money, your treasures, and it won't take Him no time before He fixes you right up. Amen. Amen. I like the old preacher, LaVon Boatner. He said, she never did get better. That's one of my favorite quotes anybody's ever said. Said, she never did get better. She just went from worse to healed. Amen. She never did. If I ask you and you're sick today, say, how you doing? Say, preacher, I'm doing better. Kayla's a feeling better. Amen. Hattie's a feeling better. Yeah, but that's not how this thing works. Somebody gets up off the altar, Cameron, and they've been lost in their sinful condition. We don't say, how do you feel? And they say, well, I feel like I'm going to do better. And no, that's the problem. Got too many folks interested in the case of the do-betters. We don't need nobody doing better. And thank God, do right. And the only way you can do right, that's when you got righteousness in you. Yeah. And righteousness on you, thank God. I'm telling you, listen. Healing fixes what's on the outside. It fixes what's wrong with you. But being made whole, that fixes what's wrong in you. Amen. And if you ever get fixed what's wrong in you, you won't have to worry too much about what's wrong with you. Amen. I'm telling you, quit letting the wrong people try to fix you. Amen. Got folks coming. How many of these people sitting right here? No doubt they've read self-help articles. How many of they ain't fixed them? They've got an opinion from everybody else. And they ain't fixed them. Listen to people that got some degrees on the doors. And they ain't fixed them. Thank God, listen. They've self-medicated. And it ain't fixed them. Hey, listen, they've shot, needles in their arms. And it ain't fixed them. Liquor through their breath. It ain't fixed them. They've traded spouses, and it ain't fixed them. They try to do everything they can, and it ain't fixed them. At some point in time, I think I'd just say, I'm trying the wrong things. Amen. I'm running to the wrong people. I'm trying to figure this thing out the wrong way. And you say, preacher, what would you do? I'd throw up my arms of rebellion. I'd run as hard to Christ as I could go. And say, can you fix what they can't? Amen. Oh, listen. She said, if I could but touch the hem of His garment. I don't even find this is free. This is just the way my mind works. It ain't even real good Bible, honestly.
So you take it for what it is. Now I'll tell you what he done for her that day. I got to thinking, I wonder how come God didn't ever charge her. I bet she'd have gladly paid. Don't you reckon she'd have gladly paid? She'd been sick for 12 years, Scotty. Nobody helped her. Don't you reckon she'd have gladly, if he had said, I'll take your whole fortune for the rest of your life, I guarantee you she would have paid whatever that amount was. But he said one word that changed everything. He called her daughter. You know what happened when he called her daughter? She got enrolled in the family plan. Amen. And when she got enrolled in the family plan on insurance, that lesson, Chloe don't pay for that plan, does she? Oh, no, the father does, don't he? Amen. I want you to listen to me, friend. And whenever he looked over and called her daughter, that took her out of the old family, that put her in the new family. That's why it didn't cost her nothing. And the daddy done paid it all. And the father done paid it in full. That's why we can rejoice today, Bill. That's because God done paid it all. Amen. Yes. Oh, yes. Sinners try to, whenever broken people try to fix sinners, it just don't work. We try to change them and we can't. And when people try to fix people that are suffering, sorrowing, sick, we can't fix them neither. Can't cure them. Can't cure them. You can come talk to me all day long. I'll give you something. If I got it, you can have it. It might fix you, might not. That's why they call it practice. We don't even know. I don't even know. Right? I mean, really? You keep going back to the same feller who tells you to keep trying different things and they never do fix nothing. Is that all right? Listen, could I say this while I'm here? And then I'm going to move on. Some of us, our problem is we keep going to the same fella to fix a problem that we know, thank God, we got. We just ain't willing to do nothing about it. Take all the cholesterol pills you want. If you ain't going to quit eating what's bad for you, you're still going to die. Somebody smile at me right there. Take all the blood pressure pills you want. Go home and eat you 45 donuts. You're still going to, that thing's going to be through the roof. We want somebody to give us a little pill. Fix everything in our life. That's not how this works. Boy, they got that sinner around Jesus and he got healed. They got that sick person around Jesus, she got healed. And I thought about this. How do broken people try to help broken people when somebody dies? Listen. There's people that come to us and they're full of the debt. A lot of folks just got a sin problem. They just need the Lord. And sick people, I can pray for them. But when we get folks and they come in, they somebody dead, what do we do then? What do broken people do to try to fix people when somebody's dead? I'll tell you that I say this about every funeral I ever preach. So this is the one thing that I don't have an example of in the Bible. Because everywhere Christ ever was, he broke up every funeral he's ever a part of. So we're standing here and we're trying to help somebody. It's debt. And I'll tell you what, the only thing, Brother John, the only thing I ever found out I can do is just cry. That's all I got. Just cry. You know what I found out? My tears don't really help somebody else when they've lost somebody. That same thing happens in Mark chapter 5. Jairus' daughter's dead. The Bible says they got together and they had a big cry party. All the people showed up and they started tearing up, crying up. They tried to do everything they could. I'll tell you what I found at funeral homes. People say the wrong things. People say dumb things. People say ignorant things. And they never say helpful things. And that's what's happening here with these folks. Somebody's dead. You say, preacher, that's not me. It may be today. It may be today. You may be sitting where you're sitting at, and the real problem might be you're dead in your trespasses and in your sins. And thank God, listen, we can cry for you and cry over you, but it won't be till Christ passes by your way that you'll ever get help. Amen. I want to say this, I'm done. Christ passes by the grave. He brings hope to the hopeless. They come to old Jairus. Brother Doug, and they say, Jairus, they said, trouble not the master anymore. He said, your daughter's dead. Yeah. And I'm sure, Mom, she probably was. But the Lord looks over at Jairus and he says, fear not. He said, only believe. Yeah. Well, ain't that good? Yeah. That don't even really make sense. He said, just believe. First thing he does is he puts hope in the hopeless. Yep. And then he passes by and he says that verse, Tila tela kumathai, saying, my damsel, I say unto thee, arise. Yep. First he puts hope in the hopeless, then he puts life in the lifeless. Oh, thank God. Then he puts joy in the joyless. Hey, listen, don't nobody get real excited. But what you find here is a mom and a dad that just lost their little girl. And before the whole thing's over, God put a home back together where once was homeless. Ain't it something to taste of God in heaven that thank God when nobody else can fix what's wrong, come by and pass your way. I thought about this, Sharon. One of the things we find in this text is that in every instant, God restores a whole home. Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, amen. You ain't near as excited about that as I am. That fellow that had the demons, can I say this? I'm done preaching. I'm done. That demon at Gadarenes had a mama. He had a daddy. According to the scripture, he had a family. I wonder how many days that family prayed for that daddy. Somebody come up, maybe talk to Owen. They say, hey, what's your daddy? He said, hey, my daddy's he's the preacher down there at the church. They got over the demon, a little boy, and they said, whose daddy's the demon? They said, hey, who's your daddy? He said, my daddy's that naked, crazy guy. He said, he's been cutting himself. He ain't been in his right mind. That's my dad. That's him. I guarantee you, every time somebody got to talking to that little boy, that wife, they had to put their head down. And they say, man, we don't know. He's trying to be rehabilitated again, incarcerated again. Brother Nathaniel, how many times we talked about that? Going through the whole thing again. But then one day, said, who's your daddy, son? Said, my daddy's the preacher. Said, who's your daddy, son? Said, my daddy's that man that used to be. I said, how'd he get fixed? Said, all I can tell you is when he came back home, we didn't have to go through AA, NA, or any other A's. My daddy said, as a man got off the ship named Jesus. And when he came to where he was, all I know is I had a brand new daddy from that day forward. That woman with the issue of blood had a mama, had a family. Brother Dustin, hadn't nobody got to be able to touch her in 12 long years. Wonder how long they've been praying for. Oh, one day, preacher. One day. I mean, I don't, listen, y'all do this whatever you want to. One day she got, this is what I do when my mama goes to the doctor back there. I call her and I say, hey, mama, what'd the doctor say? They found out she is sick. Brother Jordan come home one day. Mama, what'd the doctor say? She said, no better. Next day, what'd that doctor say, mama? No better. No better. No better. No better. No better. No better. 12 years of it. No better. No better. No better. No better. And then one day.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, that hit a little closer to home if it was your mama, wouldn't it?
Yeah. That's right.
Be a little more real in your life if that was your wife.
Yep.
All I'm telling you is thank God she met Christ and it was done. Amen.
Amen.
Yep. And that mama and that daddy put that little baby in the ground getting ready to bury it. Everybody said, she's dead. It's time to have a funeral. But could I say this to you? The only person who can declare life is Christ.
Amen.
And the only person who can declare death, Christ.
Amen.
You ain't dead till Christ says you are.
Amen.
They said she's dead, no hope. Christ said she sleeps, needs to be woke up. Some folks in here, you in that place, you think you got no hope. That's not real. Just need Christ to pass by your way.
Yeah.
I've cleared my heart. I'm done. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet.